Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Romans 2. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on another. For on whatever grounds you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. And we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, O man, pass judgment on others, yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you disregard the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you to repentance? But because of your hard and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. God will repay each one according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow wickedness, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Greek. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but it is the doers of the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles, who do not have the law, do by nature what the law requires, they are a law to themselves, even though they do not have the law. So they show that the work of the law is written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts either accusing or defending them on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Christ Jesus, as proclaimed by my gospel. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and boast in God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth. You then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who forbid adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, your circumcision has become uncircumcision. If a man who is not circumcised keeps the requirements of the law, will not his uncircumcision be regarded as circumcision? The one who is physically uncircumcised, yet keeps the law, will condemn you who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A man is not a Jew because he is one outwardly, nor is circumcision only outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew because he is one inwardly, and circumcision is a matter of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise does not come from men, but from God. This is God's word. At the end of Romans chapter 1, we read these words. Although they know God's righteous decree, that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do those very things, but also approve of those who practice them. That's Romans 1:32 from the NIV. That verse concluded a lengthy description in chapter 1 about why God's wrath and judgment is being revealed against human wickedness. Humanity rejected God. Therefore, God has allowed wickedness to flourish within the human race. Rather than being fearful of God's judgment, however, people keep on sinning and approve of others who sin in the same ways. Here in Romans chapter 2, Paul turned from those who approve of sin and those who practice sin to talking to those who condemn and judge sinners. We saw that in verse 1. Since those who approve of sin and sinners themselves are condemned in chapter 1, verse 32, we might expect that those who condemn sin and sinners would be approved by God. No, said Paul, because you who pass judgment do the same things. That's what verse 3 in the NIV says. There are no points for righteousness awarded to sinners who condemn other sinners. We might comparatively evaluate ourselves to be better than other sinners, but we still deserve God's judgment because of our own sins, as we saw in verse 3, and our lack of repentance, as we saw in verse 4. Instead of earning favor with God by judging other sinners, the self-righteous sinner is actually storing up wrath against himself for the day of God's wrath, as verse 5 says. All humanity, Jew or Gentile, self-righteous or self-declared sinner, all of us are headed for judgment before and apart from Jesus Christ, as we saw in verse 16. In verses 17 through 29, Paul narrowed his focus to his fellow Jewish people. And Paul pointed out that even the most upstanding Jewish person has broken God's law. We saw that in verses 21 through 24. Paul also went on to state that God wants people who inwardly, genuinely belong to him, not people who have the religious symbols of godliness. We saw that in verses 25 through 29. Now, as I discussed in yesterday's devotional, Paul seemed to be laying out his doctrine of the gospel because these Roman believers had not met him yet, and Paul wanted them to receive him and then support his ministry when Paul visited them. This chapter then, Romans chapter 2, is designed to show how Jewish people are also under God's judgment, just like their Gentile counterparts, which are described in Romans chapter 1. Today's passage applies to Jews who reject Jesus in order to live self-righteous lives. But the passage also applies to anyone who thinks himself to be righteous by comparison to others, yet the person who thinks himself righteous still sins. Agreeing with God's word about what is sinful is not impressive to God. What matters to God is obedience, as we saw in verse 13. And we all fall short there. Tomorrow, we'll read about the remedy to this falling short in sin. We'll read about that remedy in Jesus Christ. But even if we've received that remedy, we should take to heart the things that Paul wrote in this chapter about self-righteous people. If you have any moral character at all, you will be able to find someone of less moral character. In fact, plenty of examples of people who fall short of your moral virtue. But if you have any honesty at all, you will have to admit that you fall short daily of your own standards, not to mention God's perfect moral standards. Instead of judging others in order to feel good about ourselves, God wants us to acknowledge our own failures to be perfect. Then, just as God showed compassion to us in Christ, we should reach out to other fallen people around us with compassion and with the hope that is found in the gospel. Have you ever thought about other people around you, not as your spiritual inferiors, but as people who need God's rescue to save them? When we remember that we are all in the same moral boat as everyone else, speeding relentlessly toward the wrath of God, when we remember that, it gives us greater humility about ourselves and greater compassion for those who are still bound in their sin and need salvation. So check yourself. Whenever you find yourself disgusted with another person. That person isn't any different than you and I are, except that we have salvation in Jesus Christ. So have some compassion for other sinners and show that compassion by reaching out to them with the gospel. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and you can subscribe to these devotionals for free in a multitude of ways. If you want to experience them as a daily podcast, you can subscribe to them in Apple Podcasts or in Spotify. Or if you want to have them emailed to you every day, you can sign up for that on the subscribe page as well. And again, this is completely free, and you can always unsubscribe at any time, so there's no cost and there's no risk. So give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can assist me with financial support, please consider doing so and go to dailypbj.com/support to find out how to do that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.